Welcome. The following presentation from Answers in CME is part of an educational activity titled Intensifying the Identification and Treatment of Moderate to Severe AD, a concerted look at aligning patients and therapy. To access the full program and supporting materials, visit www.answersincme.com/RKA860. This activity is supported by an educational grant from Sanofi Genzyme and Regeneron Pharmaceuticals.
Hello, my name is Robert Zaberi. I am a pediatric dermatologist, professor of pediatrics and dermatology at Seattle Children's Hospital and the University of Washington in Seattle, Washington. And I'd like to tell you about Ryan, a 7-year-old boy who's had moderate to severe atopic dermatitis that has not responded to traditional therapy and is having tremendous impact on his quality of life and is suffering from significant comorbidities. His parents are really leery of using steroids, as so many parents are. We have seen Ryan in clinic over time and used certain metrics to grade his severity, including a patient-oriented SCORAD. His score was a 31, which clearly puts him in the moderate to severe category. In this case, in every case, we always want to confirm that children are being compliant. And we've got the issue of steroid phobia we've already called out here. So we really want to delve into that to make sure those are not things that we need to address first before proceeding to systemic therapy. Likewise, we want to make sure that there's proper bathing and moisturization, avoidance of triggers, all good skincare practices that are always good ideas. However, when we get to this point where we've tried everything reasonable, eliminated things that can be contributing to the problem, and we're still having tremendous impact on the patient, that's when we want to think about systemic therapy. The key points here are the failure to respond to traditional therapy, the elimination of triggers, and the impact on quality of life and the severity of the disease. And Ryan checks all of those boxes and so very much qualifies for the consideration of systemic therapy. Phototherapy can be costly and not accessible to all. Many adult dermatologists who have phototherapy units are not comfortable treating children. Many parents live far away from possible phototherapy units. So then we think about other therapies, including systemic immunosuppressants, cyclosporine, methotrexate, mycophenolate mofetil, azathioprine, systemic steroids, or newer biologic therapies such as dupilumab. So to summarize, patients who are failing to respond to conventional therapy are practicing good skincare, do not have occult barriers like steroid phobia or other things that might be prohibiting adherence to routine recommendations, and are having impact on quality of life or significant comorbidities, all of which have been the case here, those are children that you should consider advancing to systemic therapy for their atopic dermatitis. In this next section, we will review how available and emerging therapies may be used to intensify the management of moderate to severe atopic dermatitis in pediatric patients. So we have a patient who has clearly qualified for systemic therapy. Let's talk a little bit about the efficacy and safety of conventional systemic atopic dermatitis therapies. Prior to 2017, the only systemic agent approved by the FDA for atopic dermatitis was systemic steroids. And this is a treatment which works quite quickly, but very transiently. And as soon as the systemic steroids are stopped, most kids are as bad or worse than they were before. And so this is not an appropriate chronic treatment for atopic dermatitis. Phototherapy is an option, but it can be challenging logistically. It can be costly, not always covered by insurance. And so it's oftentimes not a reasonable choice for children. Cyclosporine and methotrexate are non-steroidal off-label treatments for moderate to severe atopic dermatitis, and both can be used, but both have considerable side effect profiles and do require laboratory monitoring. Other agents such as azathioprine or mycophenolate mofetil are used less often. The newest agent on the scene is dupilumab, a non-steroidal biologic medication, which has been approved down to 6 years of age for patients with moderate to severe atopic dermatitis. Here we're looking at some data from one of the major trials that has shown us that dupilumab can be a safe and effective treatment in this population. Within 3 weeks, you can see a marked decrease in the EASI score, a global metric of atopic dermatitis severity. And this compares favorably to the other systemic agents, such as prednisone and cyclosporine, in terms of onset of action, and is much quicker than agents like methotrexate, mycophenolate mofetil, or azathioprine. This data is quite reassuring in the sense that it works quickly. It also addresses itch quickly, which is the key factor in atopic dermatitis. Dupilumab is also being studied in patients aged 6 months to 6 years of age. This will hopefully lead to approval of this medication for an even younger age group. But in our patient age 7 here, this is an excellent choice to consider. So to summarize, Ryan is a patient who has failed conventional therapy, and we have chosen to intensify his therapy, and dupilumab makes a perfect choice for him because it is an agent that's FDA approved for his age group, works quickly, and addresses the key components of his atopic dermatitis, specifically his itch, which is having such an impact on his quality of life. In the next section, we'll incorporate a patient scenario to illustrate how to identify when an adult patient has inadequately controlled moderate to severe atopic dermatitis and may also benefit from treatment intensification. Nicole is a 30-year-old female who has had eczema since infancy. Her chief affected areas are her face, her neck, and her hands. She works from home, but is frequently washing her hands without proper moisturization. She uses hand sanitizer when out as part of behavior we all have with COVID precautions now, and that has been triggering her flares. Her hands are cracked and dry and painful, and her comorbidities have included allergic contact dermatitis and allergic rhinitis. A unique consideration is the impact of COVID on our world. This has been specifically impactful on patients with atopic dermatitis, adults especially, because of the frequency and necessity of hand washing and periorally or on their face in reaction to wearing masks so frequently. In terms of assessing her severity, we think first of the Investigator Global Assessment Scale, which is a 0 to 4 scale from clear to severe. And in her case, she is clearly impacted mightily by her disease, especially her hand eczema, which ultimately is not a large body surface area. And this is one of the challenges with our severity metrics, especially ones that incorporate body surface area as a key component, such as the SCORAD and the EASI. This is a patient who I'd clearly give a 3 or a 4 based on what she's tried and failed and the degree and severity of her presentation on physical exam. We just have to remember that she has more localized disease. Before starting systemic therapy, we would want to consider that she's adherent to regular treatment recommendations or can be. In this case, adherence has been an issue because she works on her computer and just can't have her hands always being greasy. So that's been a tremendous barrier for her. She's not interested in phototherapy. It's just not practical for her to go into the office as often. Basic skincare regimens should never be abandoned, even if more aggressive treatment is administered. Improper bathing or moisturization, coexisting contact allergies, particularly the latter in an adult patient, as they are tending to use more frequent cosmetics or emollients or products or other things that can have occult allergens in them than our younger children. So in this patient, she is having tremendous impact on her quality of life. It's affecting her work. She's having constant itching, and she's tried or has failed reasonable therapy. This is a patient I think would be entirely appropriate to consider intensification of her atopic dermatitis therapy with systemic treatments. So after discussing this with Nicole, she was interested in dupilumab, a newer biologic agent for atopic dermatitis. In the next section, let's review how available and emerging therapies may be used to intensify the management of moderate to severe atopic dermatitis in adult patients. Nicole is an adult patient who failed conventional therapy, and so we're discussing the use of systemic therapies for her. Relatively recent data with dupilumab in patients with moderate to severe atopic dermatitis showed 85.1% of patients achieving up to 50% improvement on a severity metric at 16 weeks. An observational study of adults that showed improvement in patients with atopic dermatitis and hand eczema specifically with dupilumab. Most providers have greater comfort using dupilumab on a longer-term basis than cyclosporine due to comorbidities associated with the drug. Dupilumab can have side effects, as any treatment can. About 10% of patients in the adult pivotal SOLO-1 and SOLO-2 trials developed conjunctivitis, an inflammatory irritation of the eyes that was seen with some regularity. Sometimes dupilumab is not an option, whether it's for ocular reasons. Sometimes in the pediatric population, the fact that it is an injectable medication can be a deal breaker for some kids. And then we need to think about other treatments. The traditional non-steroidal systemic immunosuppressants, such as cyclosporine and methotrexate, are the two agents used most commonly, though azathioprine, mycophenolate, mofetil can also be used. Cyclosporine works within 1 week to 10 days or so, and the others take up to 6 to 8 weeks before they work. So absent any other barriers or comorbidities, cyclosporine is oftentimes the first choice for systemic therapy when other agents such as dupilumab are not appropriate. Cyclosporine can have a tremendous improvement on symptoms of atopic dermatitis, but it would require laboratory monitoring, which means additional visits to the doctor. And it is a drug which can have more comorbidities, including risks of hypertension and impact on renal function. We tend to choose between these agents based upon patient comorbidities. Conversely, hepatitis or significant liver disease might be a problem for a patient for who you consider methotrexate. So to summarize, Nicole has failed conventional therapy, and we've moved on to consider systemic therapies, including cyclosporine, but ultimately decided to embark upon a treatment course with dupilumab because of its benefit and ability to work quickly and specifically address her key problem of hand eczema. In the next section, let's discuss the practical and evidence-based strategies to optimize long-term care of patients who are being managed with intensified treatment for moderate to severe atopic dermatitis throughout the age spectrum. In our clinic, patients who are taking medications such as cyclosporine or methotrexate, we see them back generally every month or two, and we check labs every month or two as well. We don't like to use cyclosporine for longer than 1 year due to longer-term risks of chronic immunosuppression and malignancy concerns, even when patients are tolerating it well from the standpoint of blood pressure and routine lab monitoring. By comparison, dupilumab we don't yet think of as having a time limit as long as patients are tolerating it well. I tend to see patients back every 6 months when they are on a stable dose and doing well with dupilumab, and I do not check routine lab monitoring if patients are having no concerns. So for patients who have been treated with dupilumab and perhaps respond but inadequately, it is not inappropriate to consider adding a different systemic immunosuppressant such as methotrexate and using these agents concomitantly. If that's done, then of course laboratory monitoring for the agent added would be necessary. The side effect which has been relatively unique associated with dupilumab is that of conjunctivitis. If patients do have pre-existing ocular disease, those are the patients who seem to be at greatest risk for developing conjunctivitis while on dupilumab. And so doing everything to manage the ocular disease prior to starting dupilumab and then keeping a very close eye on the development of any new symptoms, possibly co-managing with an ophthalmologist, is appropriate. Dupilumab is a subcutaneously administered medication. That can be a daunting thing for even adults sometimes, but certainly parents of children and the children themselves. So in this case, we always want to make sure that families and patients are comfortable with how the medication is administered and know exactly how to do so correctly. In our clinic, we'll always use a training tool to show parents and families how to use the medication. And there are online videos showing exactly how this medication is appropriately administered. So we have discussed a series of patients across the age spectrum with moderate to severe atopic dermatitis. Atopic dermatitis of this degree can be incredibly impactful. We've learned of some medications that can safely and effectively treat atopic dermatitis. The pipeline is rich with other agents that are coming down the road. Topical and systemic JAK inhibitors, for instance, are a class of medication which are being studied. Other biologic medications such as nemolizumab is being studied in phase 3 trials. And that's just a brief mention of a long list of agents which are really exciting and hopeful for the care of patients with moderate to severe atopic dermatitis.
Thank you for listening. Please visit www.answersincme.com/RKA860 to view all program materials, complete the post-test, and get a certificate.